Music I've ever heard.
Stallone is so right. That instantly recognizable theme from Rocky is one of the most beautiful and certainly one of the most famous songs ever recorded for a film. And right now, we are joined by the man who made this musical movie masterpiece come to life, Mr. Bill Conti. And what an honor it is to have you here.
Thank
the composer of Gonna Fly Now, the Rocky theme. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine.
We certainly would be honored if you would play the full beautiful song for us right
Thank
now.
You. My pleasure.
You've just enjoyed Mr. Bill Conti's solo piano performance of his composition titled Gonna Fly Now, the theme song for the Oscar-winning movie Rocky. It was an excerpt from Access Hollywood, with Emmy Award-winning entertainment journalist Nancy O'Dell as host, and an appearance by Oscar-nominated actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the title role and shared words of praise for the classic tune.
A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
to the Queen of Hearts is the Ace of Sorrow. He's here today, he's gone tomorrow. Young men are plenty, but sweetheart few. If my love left me, what shall I do? I love my mother, I love my father, I love my brothers and love my sisters. I love my friends and relatives too, but I forsake them all because of you. Should there be treasures in yonder mountains where gold and silvers are there for counting? But I could not count for thought of thee. My heart so full, I could not see.
Throughout the ages, feelings of affection and yearning have stirred deep in our hearts. Yet finding true love is often a different matter. Our family and friends, much as they are cherished and important, cannot replace the love of our life. I love my friends and relatives too, but I forsake them all because of you.
To the Queen of Hearts is the Ace of Sorrow. He's here today, is gone tomorrow. Young men are plenty, but sweetheart few. If my love left me, what shall I do? I love my mother, I love my father, I love my brothers and love my sisters. I love my friends and relatives too, but I forsake them all because of you. Should there be treasure in yonder mountains where gold and silvers are there for counting, but I could not count for thought of thee. My heart so full, I could not see.
Welcome, harmonious viewers. Today we are honored to present the second of our two-part tribute on one of the best-known and beloved gentlemen in the field of music, an acclaimed artist who is blessed with talent, elegance, wit, and charisma. He has created some of the most recognizable scores of our time. He is the one and only Maestro Bill Conti. Oscar and five-time Emmy Award winner Bill Conti is one of Hollywood's most sought-after composers and conductors for both film and television. With exquisite and memorable melodies, his compositions are much loved by the public. In fact, More than 8 million of his albums and singles have been sold. Mr. Bill Conti won an Oscar for Best Original Score for The Right Stuff and received 2 Oscar nominations for his songs in the James Bond motion picture For Your Eyes Only and the 1976 Academy Award winning Best Picture Rocky. His unforgettable songs have also received prominent Grammy and Golden Globe nominations. Mr. Conti's impressive list of accomplishments includes composing scores for over 70 feature films and 50 television productions. As a conductor, he has also worked with over 40 international and local symphonies and orchestras. Some of his most familiar themes for television broadcast include those for the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, World News Tonight, Primetime Live, Nightline, Dynasty, Cagney and Lacey, ABC's Good Morning America, Inside Edition, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and many, many more. Among major motion pictures for which Mr. Conti composed scores are The Thomas Crown Affair, Private Benjamin, Broadcast News, Baby Boom, Rookie of the Year, The Adventures of Huck Finn, and The Scout. The music for the 4 Karate Kid movies and the 5 Rocky movies, all very popular among audiences, was also composed by Mr. Bill Conti. In addition to his composing work, Mr. Conti also travels around the world as a guest conductor of several esteemed orchestras, such as the London Symphony Orchestra of the United Kingdom, the Calgary Philharmonic of Canada, the Rai Orchestra of Rome in Italy, and the Gronke Orchestra of Munich in Germany, to name only a few. He has also served as the principal pops conductor for the Nashville Symphony in the United States. Bill Conti was born into an artistic family in Providence, Rhode Island on April 13, 1942. It was from his father, a talented painter, sculptor, and pianist, that the young Bill Conti began learning to play the piano at age 7. When he was 15, Bill Conti assembled a band that performed at high school dances in Miami, Florida. Bill Conti later attended Louisiana State University, or LSU, on a scholarship for the bassoon, where he studied composition and played jazz piano to support his schooling. During this time, Bill Conti met his future beloved wife, Shelby, an accomplished ballerina. After Bill Conti graduated with a Bachelor of Music degree from LSU, he attended the Juilliard School of Music in New York and received training from celebrated musicians and composers such as Hugo Vascal, Vincent Persichetti, Roger Sessions, Luciano Berio, and George Mester. Mr. Conti graduated from Juilliard with a Bachelor of Music degree, followed by a Master's. Mr. Bill Conti was also presented with an honorary doctoral degree in music at his alma mater, Louisiana State University. The brilliant artist's rich contributions to the entertainment industry were recognized when a star bearing his name was placed on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1989. For his immense creative gifts, in 1995, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers presented Mr. Bill Conti with the Golden Soundtrack Award for Lifetime Achievement. Mr. Bill Conti served as music director of the distinguished America Celebrates July 4th at Ford's Theater, a gala evening held in Washington, D.C., USA. Gracing the event were His Excellency 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, and First Lady Michelle Obama. The historical event was nationally broadcast on ABC Television Network in commemoration of the United States Independence Day. Music is the universal language that can accomplish wonders to kindle harmony in our world. One World of Peace Through Music was the theme of a benefit concert organized by the nonprofit Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. The event took place on December 18, 1998, at the famous Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, USA. That evening, some of Hollywood's most brilliant conductors, composers, and musicians all united in one noble cause for 2 devoted children's charities, the Starlight Children's Foundation and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in the United States. The benefit concert was dedicated to the poet and a renowned peace advocate of our times, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Four eminent American composers, Bill Conti, Fred Carlin, Peter Boyer, and Maria Newman, all contributed their immense talents to this grand concert. With entertaining and informative anecdotes, the delightful and gracious Mr. Bill Conti presented a fantastic series of arrangements entitled An Evening at the Movies. Miss Debbie Reynolds, legendary American actress and singer of Singin' in the Rain fame, among many other world-famous achievements, introduced Mr. Bill Conti at the spectacular event attended by more than 6,000 people. Mr. Conti also conducted his orchestral arrangement of Supreme Master Ching Hai's melodious composition entitled I Will Forever Love You.
This special piece that was written by Sun Wu Ching Hai is a piece of music that I have arranged, I think, in a very special way to present both the music and the lyric and try to evoke something in the audience when it's being performed, because that is the secret of music. When Beethoven is being played, when you hear Beethoven, actually his spirit is in the room with you. Now when the Beethoven symphony stops, or anyone's piece of music stops, it's like they left the room. But while it was being played, not like this, that you can touch and you can break and you can admire. When the music is playing, that person, in this case, Sun Wu Ching Hai, but during my music, that'll be how I feel about music, about life, about love, about everything. And when you hear any composers live in the hall, if it's done very well, which I intend to do, then something very special should happen.
We do have someone else to thank, and we'd like to do it like musicians do, through music. And it is actually for the person who has inspired the evening. The inspiration, someone had to think of it for us to do it. Someone have to have those thoughts. And we simply would like to say, thank you. A piece of music that you have written, words and music, that we would like to perform for you.
After the marvelous benefit concert, a Supreme Master Ching Hai extended her thanks to concert production staff backstage. Composer Bill Conti presented her with a lovely surprise.
May I introduce you?
Oh, no!
Yes.
Thank you so
You are a flower, you deserve more.
Oh, thank you, sir.
In various interviews, Mr. Bill Conti has shared his reflections on the One World of Peace Through Music benefit concert and Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry and music.
I know of the powerful words and design and good works that Suma Ching Hai has done. It became much more exciting for me to be a part of a concert for a cause that is more than worthy. I mean, I do concerts regularly, and the cause is to play music. And this one is to play music with a tremendous intention of bringing peace to the world. Can't think of anything better. I love her poetry and the very little that I know of her music I enjoyed. It would be nice to do music and poetry in one place at one time, like on a CD or in a concert. I think it's worthy of that. I think the chemistry and the harmonies have to be right for something like that to come together, but it would be very exciting to do.
How did it feel to have Supreme Master Ching Hai there in the audience?
Because you know the presence. You can feel. You don't have to have studied it to know. The people that have it just have to walk in the room, right? There's no introduction. You can say, I'd like to introduce, let me tell you a little bit about. No. Walks in the room. And in her case, everyone gets it. Everyone gets it. You don't have to be a believer of the same denomination to know the special people, that there's a Moses, a Jesus, a Muhammad. And not deny their speciality. You don't expect one to go with the other, but they all unanimously go, oh. They bow to the specialness when it's present. And it was present that night. Everyone felt it.
You're a true artist. She's a true artist. Explain what that means to be this type of an artist and share your feelings about Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The soul of an artist, of a true artist, in my opinion, is to be in touch with the divine. When you put in touch with the divine, that inspiration flows through you and touches the people that are observing the art, feeling the art, touching the art, that puts them in touch with the divine. Very few people can do that. The artisan, the craftsman, the person that can write a piece of music, the person that can make the chair, come out and bring the message of the divine, are very special. There is a oneness, that there is that thing that she has, that the great artist has and shares with humanity, is a blessing. It's just a blessing. And no one can tell you how it's done. Mozart was touched. Supreme Master Ching Hai was touched. She can't help it.
Supreme Master Television's third anniversary concert, Rejoicing in Our Green Planet and Peaceful Life. In September 2009, Mr. Bill Conti's soaring musical adaptation, based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, had its world premiere. This wonderful concert also featured legendary American actress Miss Debbie Reynolds as guest speaker, as well as newly created songs from the poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai by eminent composers, including Al Jardine of the beloved original Beach Boys, five-time Grammy nominee David Benoit, Vegetarian Emmy Award winner Don Davis, and Grammy Award winner Bob Kulick. Performances by vegetarian soprano and flutist Kerry Walsh, vegan singer-songwriter Arnold McCullough, vegetarian soprano Georgia Fomenti, famed All-Axis or Vietnamese singers Vu Hien and Ten Ha, and noted international dance companies were presented during this joyous occasion. charming host, vegetarian actress Deborah Skelton, and vegan actor Chris DeRose, also founder of Last Chance for Animals, were joined by guest presenters, including vegan Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker Lionel Friedberg, vegan Emmy Award-winning producer-director Carrie Brown, vegan actress and model Joanne Rose, Oscar-nominated filmmaker Stuart Sender, and film producer Julie Sender.
Praised Be the Providence is a very special poem written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The grace of the divine embraces the world with blessings and harmony. In all corners of the world, God has lovingly planted the seeds of joy and compassion, blossoming beauties and delights that call for the celebration of life. May the glory of the providence be exalted and continue to shine upon all beings.
Congratulations, multitude of wondrous viewers. Thanks for your loyalty. Thanks for your faith. Wishing you all the best on earth as well as from heaven. With all my love, May God bless you. So much. I'm very honored to be here to sing for this great master, Supreme Master Television. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we thank you.
In September 2010, during Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, entitled Gifting Peace, the superbly talented Bill Conti was once again among the esteemed composers, such as two-time Oscar Award winner Al Kasher, Grammy Award winner Bill Cunliffe, and Oscar and Grammy Award winner David Shire, who set Supreme Master Ching Hai's elegant poetry to brilliant musical arrangement. Acclaimed artists who conveyed these songs included Grammy winner Melissa Manchester, Tony Award winner Melba Moore, Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, Emmy winner and Tony nominee Liz Calloway, multi-platinum recording artist Donna Lewis, Grammy nominee Kashif, lyric soprano Leah Allers, as well as all-time favorite All Axes or Vietnamese male vocalist Tuan Ngoc and pop diva Chun Tu Ha. With Oscar-nominated and vegan actor Eric Roberts as invited guest speaker, this inspiring concert was hosted by two exceptional vegan celebrities, four-time U.S. National Basketball Association champion John Sally and CNN and CBS legal analyst Lisa Bloom. Other animal-loving celebrity presenters included Emmy Award winner vegetarian actress Lindsay Wagner, celebrated vegan actress Trina Parks, famed actor Patrick Kilpatrick, vegan actress and founder of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, stunt Emmy Spice Williams Crosby, vegan and first male supermodel Yogi Cameron Alborzian, and television host Brandy Williams.
Now, for Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary, Mr. Conti has graciously composed more beautiful melodies from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems. When You Said You Love Me will be presented by the talented singer, actress, and dancer, Ms. Karen Ziemba. She is a Tony Award-winning performer and one of Broadway's most versatile and sought-after, especially recognized for her role in a production of Contact at the Lincoln Center Theater. And Ms. Ziemba's other Broadway appearances include Chicago, Chorus Line, and Never Gonna Dance, which garnered Outer Critics Circle Award and a Tony nomination. At New York City Opera and regional theaters, she's played leading roles in many other famous performances. Miss Ziemba's magnetic presence has also been seen on television and many other places, such as on PBS, NBC's productions, The Producers, and Alec Baldwin's film, Shortcut to Happiness. And now, without further ado, the world premiere of Mr. Bill Conti's When You Said You Love Me, with accompaniment by jazz composer Mr. Bill Conliffe and flutist Mr. Robert Flockhart.
Hello, everyone. I'm so proud and honored to be singing the words tonight of Supreme Master Ching Hai. They're beautiful, beautiful poetry, and I hope she enjoys the music which has been written to accompany her lovely words. Thank you.
And now, Mr. Bill Conti.
if I could meet or have the pleasure to be with Suma Ching-hai, I would tell her how the experience that I had was so wonderful, and what she's giving to other people is so wonderful, that I would have to ask her to take care of herself, to wish her health and happiness I know that she has, but to take care that she can continue doing the good work that she's been doing, and to expose herself to as many people as need her exposure. And in her travels, to just fly safe and be very careful and healthful.
Supreme Master Ching-hai, it has been a pleasure to work with you, for you, in the past. We must do another concert. One world, anywhere. You pick the place, I'll bring the music.
In our program today, you've enjoyed the song Queen of Hearts, sung by Supreme Master Ching-hai in Montclair, California, USA, during a gathering with association members on March 18, 1991. This song was written by award-winning singer-songwriter Joan Baez. Following that, we heard I Will Forever Love You, music and lyrics by Supreme Master Ching-hai, orchestrated and conducted by Bill Conti, with vocal performances by Carrie Walsh, Anne-Marie Ketchum, Nicole Campbell, Pasadena Boys Choir, and the Supreme Master Ching-hai International Association Adult and Children's Choir. Next was Praised Be the Providence, poem by Supreme Master Ching-hai, music by Bill Conti, and vocals by Georgia Fumanti.
This song was also performed by Lisbeth Scott. Concluding the program was the song When You Said You Love Me, poem written by Supreme Master Ching-hai, music by Bill Conti, and vocals by Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, with accompaniment by Grammy-winning composer Bill Cunliffe and flutist Robert Flockhart, performed at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. Joan Baez is a legendary American folk singer-songwriter with 8 gold albums and many timeless songs, such as Diamonds and Rust, Farewell Angelina, and We Shall Overcome. Ms. Baez received the 2007 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and 6 Grammy nominations. Antioch University and Rutgers University, both in the United States, have each presented a dedicated artist with an honorary doctorate in humane letters.
A peace advocate, Ms. Baez is the founder of Institute for the Study of Nonviolence and Humanitas International Human Rights Committee. Joan Baez has been honored with numerous awards and accolades, including Joan Baez Day in Atlanta, Georgia, and Santa Cruz, California, USA.
Bill Cunliffe, a prominent American composer, arranger, and jazz pianist, is a Grammy Award winner and 3-time nominee. Mr. Cunliffe was the 1989 winner of the Thelonious Monk Piano Award, Jazz Piano Award, and recipient of the National Endowment for the Arts. His books have become standard references in jazz.
Acclaimed for his innovative recordings and compositions, Mr. Cunliffe was presented with a Grammy Award for arranging his phenomenal West Side Story medley. Mr. Bill Cunliffe has set into music Supreme Master Ching-hai's poems entitled If and To Be Able to Love You. He shared,
I like her message. I like her, the quest for love, the quest for connection with others and with someone special. That seems to be a theme of a lot of her poetry. I think that poetry and music and what she stands for in poetry and music is just wonderful.
A renowned soprano singer, Georgia Fumanti, has shared the stage with Jose Carreras of the Three Tenors, pop icon Wei Wei, and international Italian rock star Zucchero. Ms. Fumanti has performed for the Beijing Olympics for CCTV, the Special Olympics, the US National Hockey League, and numerous dignitaries, including US governors and mayors.
Ms. Fumanti is the spokesperson for the Quebec Multi-Ethnic Association for the Integration of Persons with Disabilities, or AMEIPH, as well as the World Ambassador for the Cerebral Palsy Association of Quebec. Ms. Fumanti conveyed her thoughts on Supreme Master Ching Hai's work.
She's doing such a beautiful job. So it's beautiful that a woman can be so respected and bring so much joy. And I really love her humanitarian work too, and all the art that she's doing. I love animals like she loves animals. I really appreciate and share the vision of Supreme Master Television. It's very important, the message that Supreme Master Television is giving to the world. I'm vegetarian, so I believe that it's very important to respect all beings, and spirituality is a very important part of my life. This TV is promoting peace and love.
Kerry Walsh is an international soprano who has performed with notable companies such as Santa Fe Opera, the Boris Brot Festival in Canada, and Chamber Music America. She toured Europe with the International Music Programme Orchestra. Her performance has regularly received glowing reviews, including that of the Los Angeles Times, praising her singing as meltingly beautiful. Ms. Walsh has on several occasions performed exquisite musical arrangements by prominent composers of Supreme Master Ching Hai's sublime poetry.
I felt very, very inspired and very guided and transported, really. And I just felt that I was sort of floating on a cloud, and I felt the love in the room and Supreme Master's love and just the wonderful energy of this occasion. I'm very honored to be here today.
Lizbeth Scott is an acclaimed American singer whose beautiful voice can be heard in hundreds of movies. These include the popular films The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Shrek and Avatar. In addition, she has released four highly lauded solo CDs, two of which were designated Album of the Year by New Age Voice. Ms. Scott has appeared on stages around the world as a solo artist and also featured vocalist with other esteemed musicians. She has received fantastic reviews, such as in All Music Guide, recognizing her as a vocal wonder.
Anne Marie Ketchum is widely recognized for her performances of contemporary music, vocal chamber music, solo recitals, and opera. Pulitzer-winning music critic Martin Bernheimer of the Los Angeles Times effectively summed up her vocal excellence when referring to her radiant tone. Ms. Ketchum has served in such diverse musical capacities as opera college instructor and conductor and artistic director of the Verdi Chorus, a well-established organization dedicated to performing opera chorus repertoire in concert.
Nicole Campbell's luscious voice has been developed from the diverse background of her teenage training. As her natural musical abilities evolved, she received numerous awards and earned a degree in music from Willamette University in Salem, Oregon, USA. Ms. Campbell's goal is to have people hear her music and feel that they are part of something beyond themselves. Her warm voice and lulling narratives are an invitation for a rich musical journey.
Founded in 1925, the Pasadena Boys Choir enjoys the distinct honor of being the oldest civic boys choir in the United States. The choir has been featured on national television, has recorded with the Los Angeles Philharmonic and various pop and classical artists, and is frequently called upon to provide professional services for the movie, television, and recording industries. The choir boys are trained utilizing methods which enable them to be versatile and to perform the diverse styles of music from classical to contemporary pop. Since 1971, the Pasadena Boys Choir has been directed by Mr. John Barron. The recipient of numerous awards and commendations, Mr. Barron has a long and distinguished career in the education and child welfare fields. For their noble work, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly made generous donations to the choir to benefit many young talents. She has also sent members of the Pasadena Boys Choir beautiful and artistic gift bags, including red envelopes with lucky money. Mr. John Barron conveyed his thoughts in an interview with our association member on May 6, 2001. On that day, the Pasadena Boys Choir also performed a number of joyful songs as a special dedication to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master, we are so delighted to be associated with your wonderful international association, which you made possible from all of your special work. And I thought it would be kind of a special touch to bring the boys out to do a little musical presentation. So when you have a chance to see this, know that this comes from our heart to you with a great deal of love and admiration. And thank you so much for your generosity and for all you do to make the world a better place.
Our sincere appreciation, Maestro Bill Conti, for sharing your incredible talents with the world. May heaven grace you with many, many more years of health and inspiration to continue to bring joy to audiences through your melodious and uplifting musical offerings. Gentle viewers, thank you for your precious company on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarian Elite. May celestial melodies bring you much happiness and inner peace.
Trời đi ngủ sớm, ta nhớ em hỡi, ta nhớ em.
Bữa nay lạnh, mặt trời đi ngủ sớm, ta nhớ em hỡi, ta nhớ em. Không gì buồn bằng những buổi chiều êm, mà ánh sáng đều hòa cùng bóng tối. Gió lướt thướt kéo mình qua cỏ rối.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.